Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs.
Hello, hello out there to all of our Elevation Lounge podcast listeners. This is Shankara McNair, one of your co-hosts here in the lounge, and today, as always, I have my girls, a.k.a. your other show co-hosts, Annette, Kelly, and Titania, hanging out with me in the lounge. And we are so excited to be here with each of you for another exciting episode of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast show. Today, we are keeping the momentum going with our Young Entrepreneur Moguls on the Move series. And today we have the godfather of cookies with us, Mr. Corey Nieves, a.k.a. Mr. Corey of Mr. Corey's Cookies himself. And let me tell you, this young entrepreneur is a boss several times over. Corey, also known as Mr. Corey, always dreamed of making the world better for everyone he knows. That passion combined with the love of treats and an entrepreneurial spirit led him to be the owner of Mr. Corey's Cookies at just 6 years of age. That is amazing, y'all. Did y'all hear me? 6 years.
Thank you.
In 2010, Mr. Corey told his mother, Lisa, he was tired of taking the bus to school, and he wanted to buy a car. He crafted the idea to sell hot chocolate to raise the funds in his local hometown of Englewood, New Jersey. And after realizing his dedication to his new business, Lisa encouraged him to continue selling hot chocolate to save money for college. Not only did Mr. Corey keep at it, but he began selling lemonade and cookies to expand options for his loyal customers. Mr. Corey and Lisa spent months learning how to bake and testing original cookie recipes. One day, they taste-tested a cookie and had a voila moment, the perfect chocolate chip cookie that was all natural and made from high-quality ingredients. And since the launch of the chocolate chip cookie, Mr. Corey has expanded his line to include more all-natural flavors for his health-conscious customers, everything from dark chocolate to oatmeal raisin and sugar cookies, and more to come. Mr. Corey has been featured on shows like Ellen DeGeneres, you heard me, The Ellen Show, CBS News This Morning, The Oprah Winfrey Show, Good Morning America, and The Today Show. And today, he's adding another esteemed show to his all, as you heard on list. That's right, as he joins us here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Welcome, Mr. Corey.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are so very welcome. We are so honored to have you here on the show today. We're just going to jump right into it and start, you know, talk to you about, you know, your current entrepreneur endeavors and what you're doing and just try to get some insight so people who may not be familiar with Mr. Corey can get familiar with you, because I am utterly, as well as the other co-hosts, impressed with you, young man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I have to start. I have to go back to the fact that you were 6 years of age.
Yes, I was only 6 years old when I started.
That's amazing to me. And now today, you started at 6 years of age. You've got multiple different cookie flavors that you've built your brand on. You have a solid customer base, an amazing social media following. You know, having done all this, tell our listeners, Corey, when was it that you knew you were onto something big with Mr. Corey's Cookies?
Well, I knew that something was big with Mr. Corey's Cookies. Like, it wasn't just a regular small little shop or anything. When a lot of people started emailing us saying that our cookies were really delicious. Also kids and people, adults, were emailing us and saying, you guys were inspiring, you guys were cool and nice. I look up to you guys, and I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Never knew that people would look up to me in like a million years. So I knew it was something big and different.
Wow, and I am telling you, it is. Like I said, I've just said it before, and I'll say it again. I am in utter awe of you, and I'm just so very proud of you. So very
Thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think what I noticed, too, is I went online, and I bought me some of your cookies because I wanted to try them. I wanted to see what all this,
Thank
you know,
you.
The Corey's Cookie hype was all about. And I got the chocolate chip ones, and they were delicious. Delicious. Delicious.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I noticed on the box, it talks about how your cookies are made with all natural, high-quality ingredients for those who are very health conscious. Tell me something. What does that mean? And why was that important to you to create a healthy cookie? Because, you know, when I think of a chocolate chip cookie, I think of gooey goodness and lots of calories. So how did you come up with the idea to marry the two together and create a good gooey tasting cookie, but at the same time make it very health conscious?
Well, we wanted to make a cookie that was natural. It was not, cookie is good for you because it's, you know, chocolate, sugar. But, you know, it's not the average cookie like your competitors with all the bad ingredients you can't pronounce. Because whenever you look in back in the ingredients box, you always see the scientific words and everything. So we wanted to make something simple, easy at your grandmother, like you made in the kitchen. Only thing is, it's very hard, you know, shipping it and keeping it shelf stable, you know, with cookies like that. So we had to make a natural cookie, and we have to choose to make our cookies natural and make sure they're eaten in 2 to 3 days. And that's
wow.
Our guarantee.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, even the packaging, I just cracked up when I got the box. I mean, your signature afro, it's just the cutest
thing
on the box. I just love it. I'm just like, but you have really branded yourself and branded your cookies, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Just a phenomenal concept, and just you've taken it to a whole new level, whole nother level at this point with your brand.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I did notice on your website, which I thought this really piqued my interest, is that you currently are offering, when customers actually make a purchase on your website, you're allowing them to select a charity of their choice for you guys to make a donation to. And I noticed the charities that you allow them to make to choose from, right, align themselves with either Black history and heritage or fighting racial injustice. Tell me why you picked these two types of nonprofit organizations to donate to.
Well, we always update our charities and foundations to donate to, mostly, you know, every month or so. And it's always good to give back to, you know, your community you know, the African-American community and also, you know, other communities out there that need help and that people don't know about. So we always update and look for, you know, foundations that need help and charities that need money. And we just add them on there. We don't really make a press announcement or anything about it. We don't really care about the PR for it. We just add it on there and keep donating. We donate over thousands of dollars today.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Corey. And I also noticed, too, that you've actually started your own nonprofit called Mr. Corey Cares. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Corey's Cares is basically a nonprofit where we go to different foundations and charities. We do free press engagements. We sometimes I go there, just cook for the kids, usually lower income kids and at-risk kids. I cook for them. My mom goes there too. She cooks, has fun. We stay the whole day there. Sometimes we do field trips, and we just do it out of the blue. Just call the charity and foundation and just schedule something whenever we're free. Nothing really big new station, because we don't really believe in, like, if you're gonna do something good from the heart, no one really needs to know about it. You should be able to do it without having to have a whole PR team or something look and acknowledge you for doing it.
Wow, I think that is so admirable, and that is very commendable, Corey. That's awesome. That is awesome. Tell me this, when you go there and you visit the kids at the different places that you go to help, you know, these underprivileged kids, what's the response you usually get when you walk in? Do they know who you are? Are they excited? What's the response you usually get?
Well, a lot of them, some of them are happy, some of them are excited, and sometimes some of them think it's going to be some boring, like, talk or something like that, and some of them are annoyed. And then once they get to know us and see how we're cool we are, we just laugh and joke around, have fun, then it comes like a friendship, like we knew each other for years. So it's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You know, your cookie brand has come a long way since the days of selling hot chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Tell our listeners about your current product line and any special limited edition cookies that are coming out for the holidays.
Well, we are releasing a black and white cookie, a dark chocolate and white chocolate cookie coming out for the Halloween season. We usually release that, you know, in the fall season or so. So that's a special cookie. We also, we usually give little deals and stuff because we were released on Walmart. So we recently were released on Walmart, and we have other cookies on there and different pricing and free shipping. So we have a lot of deals going on, which is pretty amazing.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, I tried to order my favorite cookie, that oatmeal raisin cookie that you got, that no sugar oatmeal raisin cookie.
Yeah.
I can't find that cookie anywhere. I'm going to need you to send me a box of those cookies, Corey, because
they
must be hot to spot, because I could not find a box anywhere of those no sugar oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yeah, those are one of our favorite cookies that everyone wants to get because they're so limited. So we like to keep our quality limited, not too much everywhere. We don't want to be all over the place. We want to make sure we have control over where we sell our cookies and where they are. So we always have a limited quality, but once we release them on the website, they usually sell out in a day or two. It's really fast.
Wow, that's true. Yeah. I'm going to keep checking back to see when they get back in stock because I want to check those out. They're as good as the chocolate chip cookies.
We're going to have to make a notification system.
Yes, absolutely. I need you to do that for me. Let me know. Let Shankar know when that when that oatmeal raisin cookie is available because it looks like it must be awfully good because they're sold out every time I go on the site and try to order a box. So kudos there. So we have the black and white cookie coming for the holiday season. That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome, Corey.
Thank you.
I know 2020, Corey, has been a year like no other for all of us, right? I'm sure you can attest to that. So tell us how COVID-19 has impacted your business and what you have done to protect your brand and ensure that you can continue making your amazing cookies.
Well, once COVID-19 happened, the beginning of it, it was very bad for us because most of our clients are corporate members because we do parties, corporate members, and everything. That's our big percentage of our clients. So once COVID-19 happened, all the offices had to close. No one could be near each other. So there was no parties, no offices, nothing open. So that was a huge loss to us. So we had to focus mostly on retail. And then plus, when we did focus on retail, we were shipping out with the post office, and USPS, sadly, was not shipping out any orders. So we lost over hundreds and hundreds of orders that would never ship, and we have to refund all the customers. So debt. Yeah, huge, horrible thing happened that time. But we also loved helping the hospitals. And so our local hospitals near us, we donated cookies to them, over 5,000 cookies.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, to doctors and nurses. So we always remember to give back and help even through our hardest times.
Oh, wow. That is amazing, Corey. That is absolutely amazing. Your bio reads better than someone that's probably been in business 30 years in a lot of respects. I was just floored when I read that some of the companies that you're working with, you work with companies like Home Depot, Aetna, Barney's, Bloomingdale's, Citibank, J. Crew, Macy's, Mercedes-Benz, Pottery Barn, Ralph Lauren, Viacom, Whole Foods, and Williams & Sonoma.
Woo! Yep.
Just to name a few, right? Woo!
Yeah.
That is amazing. And this is all part of the evolution of your new lifestyle brand, which I saw it has just recently allowed you to get into modeling and acting. And that you, in fact, recently graced the New York Fashion Week runway. How was that?
Yeah, thank you. That was amazing, doing the fashion runway and the walkway. I had a lot of fun there. Got to change, a lot. Got some clothes, took a few photos. It was pretty fun.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. For those of you guys who are listening, we have the esteemed godfather of cookies in the house with us tonight, Mr. Corey Nieves, a.k.a. Mr. Corey's Cookies. And we're going to just take a break, and we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
We, the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, know the power of our vote. Now more than ever, we need to let our collective voices be heard. It's our sacred right to elect our leaders and improve the lives of citizens within our communities. Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. We cannot let them or ourselves down. Plan your vote now, whether by mail, in person, early, or November 3rd. Vote like your life and your children's lives depend on it. Because truly, it does. This is a public service announcement from the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Don't sleep. Vote.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is Shankara McNair, one of your co-hosts here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, and we're talking all things mogulship with Mr. Corey of Mr. Corey's Cookie. So picking back where we left off, Corey, let's talk about the fact that I know that, you know, you had this wonderfully successful cookie line. You now have this successful modeling career and acting career under your belt. Tell us, what is next for Mr. Corey's brand in 2021?
Well, we have a lot of huge things coming out that is G14 classified coming out in 2021. I'm pretty excited about it. But this, the newest things that we could sell are just our new cookie flavors. Remember, we always release them every few months. We also have another cool partnership coming up on Instagram, but we have to cancel the partner is because C14 classified. But you'll see. You can check it out on Instagram soon.
Oh, wow. He said G14 classified. That's Godfather Cookie classified.
Yep.
Y'all heard that?
Our
G14
yeah.
classified.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But, Corey, you know, have this whole series is about young entrepreneurs that are in your age group, some of them younger, some of them a little bit older. You know, experienced the success you've experienced, I know you've experienced, you know, the ups and the downs of the whole entrepreneurial realm and all that comes with that. You know, what would be some success tips, right, you would give other entrepreneurs like yourself who dream of starting their own business like you've done?
Well, I would give tips to make sure you know what you're doing. Not know what you're doing, always learn and learn from your mistakes, but always make sure you're not doing it for the money. Make sure you're always smiling. Make sure you know that you're going to have bad days because business is not going to be instantly. You're a millionaire. It's going to take years and years. I'm still not a millionaire, but it's going to take a long time, and you got to keep on going and never give up.
Well, that's awesome. You said, and I think that is so admirable that you said, that you have to not do it for the money, do it because you love it. You said you have good and bad days, they're not gonna always be great, and that you have to just love what you do. That is just amazing. That is just coming from, you can tell that comes from a place of humility and just and also experience, because you've been doing this for 10 years now, since you were 6 years old.
Yeah, it's a lot of work and hard work, but you gotta keep being focused and dedicated to it.
Wow, that's amazing. So for any of you young guys out there, or young ladies out there who are listening to the Godfather Cookies today on the show, you heard what he said. He said, you got to always remain humble, make sure you love what you do. He said, and understand you're going to have good days and bad days. Every day as an entrepreneur is not going to be up. You got to take the good with the bad and just kind of roll with the punches. I think that's some of the best advice you could ever get from anyone. And you heard it straight from the Godfather Cookies mouth, Mr. Corey Neves. That's awesome, Corey. You know, you talked about the fact that you're now in Walmart. Tell us about how that happened. How did you guys get your cookies into the Walmart store? That's an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you. Well, we got into Walmart from, we made an account, requested to join Walmart Marketplace, and we got accepted, which is pretty amazing. And we were like, okay, let's do this. And we just started seeing what we should sell in there. So we said, let's do the dozen and get free shipping to test it out. And the first week we did it, we sold out instantly. So we had to restock. So it was pretty amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. And you're also on Amazon, because I ordered mine from Amazon, right?
Yep, we're on Amazon too. Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing, you guys. This guy's been on Ellen DeGeneres. He's got cookies in Walmart. He's got cookies on Amazon. He's been on a New York Fashion Week. When I tell you he is a boss, guys, he is a boss, okay? This is amazing. So, you know, you guys, make sure you check him out on his website. I think he's got over 85,000 followers across his whole social media platform, which is absolutely amazing. He is 16 and he's doing it, guys. You know, do me a favor, Corey. Tell us this. You know, before we go, I want to make sure you tell our listeners how they can reach out to you, how they can find you on social media, how they can get some of your delicious cookies and keep up with the events that are going on with the whole new Mr. Corey's brand. Can you give us your social media handles and all that information?
Yeah, sure. So our Instagram is Mr. Corey. That's my personal one, Mr. Corey. And then our business one is Mr. Corey's Cookies, for all the business updates, the cookie deals and everything. And then our Facebook's the same thing, Mr. Corey and Mr. Corey's Cookies. Our website, MrCorey'sCookies.com. And, yeah, our Twitter, Mr. Corey's. So yeah, everything Mr. Corey's or Mr. Corey's Cookies.
All right. That is absolutely amazing. Well, Mr. Corey, or should I say the Godfather of Cookies, a.k.a. Mr. Corey's Cookies, I want to tell you just again what an honor it has been to have you here in the lounge with us today. And I know that I speak for all of the co-hosts of the show, as well as myself, when I say we so appreciate you taking time out of your very, very busy schedule to be part of our Young Entrepreneurs Mogul on the Move series. And we salute you, Mr. Corey, you and along with all the other young entrepreneurs that we have out here that are doing the daggone thing and on the move. You know, we wish you continued success in all your entrepreneurial endeavors. And we'll be watching you, young man. We will be watching you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today here in the lounge on this episode of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Thank you for joining us. And until next week, stay well, be safe, and super blessed.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and
elevate, 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 elevate.